BigTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out, you know, and see if you've got a Twitch Prime sub available on the Twitch channel for you, and if you'd like to use it here, we'd very much appreciate it, and if you'd like to use it elsewhere, that's fine too. I'm your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Use it here. It's, if you have an Amazon account, link it to your Twitch account. That's called Twitch Prime. With that, you get a free subscription to any channel, whether it's a big-time streamer or a small little streamer like we are. You can just help support us, continue and put on some great content for you live just about every single day right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
Hey!
See, that's the formal pitch.
That's the formal pitch? Okay, alright. Yeah. He's really good at the formal pitch. So, we have a lot to get into tonight. We have a ton of wrestling stuff to talk about. There's some major news that dropped today that we have to get into. And, well, yes, for those video gamers out there that are into the Fortnite Season 9 did drop this morning with the massive update. So we're going to get into that as well at the end of the show. We hope to follow up with Fortnite with friends. The squad should be around, so we'll take you in and we'll get to show you all the fun things that are now on the map and what it looks like because things have changed.
Things have changed. But one thing that has not changed about Fortnite. Do you want to know what it is?
What?
You can use creator code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
You're such a shameless whore.
Especially when you buy a battle pass or all the new fancy skins that are coming out for Season 9.
They've got some cool skins. Let me tell you. The battle pass skins. Just wait till we get into them because they're really fun.
Yeah, they're fun. We're going to get all into it. But let's get into the news presented by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211.
All right, so we have to talk about the major news that dropped today, which concerns AEW. And there's actually a lot of AEW news that we have to talk about. But the first and foremost is that they have officially announced their TV deal.
No, they have not announced it. It's in the works.
It's in the works. I'm sorry. But the news is, it's kind of being semi-official.
It will be announced on Wednesday that they will be on TNT in the fall.
So that's really good for them.
That is really good for them. So an hour before the Time Warner upfronts on Wednesday, or Warner Media, whatever their company is called in 2019, they will be announcing that AEW has a time slot on their network this fall.
Yes, we don't know what the time slot is as of yet, but that's awesome news for them. I know they've worked super hard to get it, so I'm very curious to see what they do. So congratulations to them preemptively, because they haven't announced it yet.
Well, more details next week, and hopefully by next week we'll have a way for you to watch the Double or Nothing pay-per-view here in the United States, because that has not been announced yet, and we're only 2 weeks out.
That'd be good. That'd be good, guys. By the way, speaking of AEW, they announced that they're going to have their next, I guess, their pre-show?
Yeah, the pre-show.
For Double or Nothing, yeah, which is Casino Battle Royale?
No, this pre-show is known as Buy-In, which will feature the Casino Battle Royale, which was the over-the-budget Battle Royale at All In. But this has a little bit of a change. The Casino Battle Royale will have 21 entrants. It's an odd number, but here's the catch. It'll begin with 5 wrestlers in the ring, with a new wave of 5 wrestlers entering every 3 minutes. The 21st entrant will then enter on their own.
Gee.
So it's a twist on a Royal Rumble.
Interesting. I wonder who the 21st entrant could be.
You never know. Have they announced it's on Fight yet? Because then, as of 2 hours ago, I didn't see anything about it. So maybe they finally announced it. So there's that. Speaking of Double or Nothing, that will air on ITV's box office channel in the United Kingdom. And that is going to be offered at $20.
Okay, all right, awesome.
So there you go, on that note.
Maybe we'll see, as my word suddenly refreshes, I had a perfect transition for that. Maybe we'll see Angelico there, because he has signed with AEW, and, well, they've also become officially blessed, because the Wrestling Jesus, aka Jerry Lynn, has joined AEW as a coach. So that's all really exciting and awesome news for them.
Yeah, and Jerry Lynn will do good things for them.
He does good things wherever he goes, but yes, so they are blessed by the Wrestling Jesus. And, well, maybe somebody else who could show up would be one Dean Ambrose. That's if he's not too busy booking movie roles, because, well, Deadline.com reported that he has officially booked a role in the upcoming film Cage Fighter, which tells the tale of a lauded MMA champion who unexpectedly loses a heavily promoted match to a professional wrestling star who coincidentally is making his crossover debut in the MMA fighting world. Humiliated by defeat, he must fight his way back to the top and earn his place for a rematch. God, that sounds really familiar, but it's like flipped. Trying to make that connection, and gee, where have I heard this before? If the wrestling star looks anything like Bork, I'm calling shenanigans.
The wrestling star may be Dean.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing Dean as the...
But I think Dean's going to be the wrestling star. I don't think he has a big role in the movie, but he has a role in the film.
But that's awesome for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's really awesome that he's able to get that connection, and maybe he can make that transition to Hollywood as a way to sort of fuel his creativity, because I know it was one of the things that he was just really frustrated with in WWE, was he could not be as creative as he wanted to be, and you can tell he's a very inspired person, so maybe this will help him. And he did get bitten by the acting bug in WWE, so we'll have to see.
Speaking of creative in WWE,
mm-hmm.
One of the creative writing heads for the home team, Ryan Callahan, was fired 1 week ago. Yeah, things are changing in WWE in terms of the creative land. The landscape has changed completely. As we've seen on Monday night, where they're in a panic mode. they're in a panic. They're just a little bit of a panic, and they're making changes all over the place. And creative writers are being let go or fired, and maybe some fresh blood will help.
Well, I mean, I feel like, kind of to touch on what we talked a little bit about on Monday night on the Raw Post Show, right after Monday Night Raw, 11-ish, right here on WallTalkRadio.com, cheap plug. Anyway, is that there do need to be some changes, and I think WWE is very quickly figuring out that the issue is lying, one, in the fact that they don't have any other stars really aside from Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch that they can push. And so they're trying to figure out how to make people. And two, that the issues are lying within creative, and the fact that the stories that they're telling are not compelling. They're not drawing viewers in. If anything, they're causing viewers to leave. So that's a very clear indicator that the people that you have writing your shows and doing the creative for your shows are not doing what they need to do. And so, yeah, maybe a little fresh blood will help. You never want to hear anybody got fired. You never want to celebrate somebody lost their job. Like, that's awful. And, you know, I'm really sad that Ryan is no longer with WWE, and I hope he does well wherever he goes. But at the same time, it's like they're in crisis mode.
Okay. I needed to address something from on the creative side for WWE. Like, mm-hmm. the creative people. So one mm-hmm. of the writers won an Emmy, a daytime Emmy or something, very recently. And they brought the Emmy with them to Raw, to a creative meeting. And supposedly that writer got heat because they brought an Emmy to the meeting. Like, are we that jealous of them having an Emmy that we're going to give them heat for bringing their Emmy to Raw? Like...
I mean, that's a little dickish. It's like, yeah, okay, you won an Emmy, way to go. But, you know, it really has no place bringing it into a creative meeting. Like, it's something if he brought it so people could see it. Like, you know, hey, look at the cool thing that I won, as opposed to, like, plopping it down and saying, all right, I have this. What have you done? And we don't know the circumstance of how that all went down. So it could be that he just brought it for people to see it, or it could be that he brought it as a motivator. We don't know.
No, but it's just funny. So one of the creative people got it, and they're like, this person now has heat because I come on, stop being petty.
Yeah, just chill out. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of flux in WWE in general right now, because there's almost kind of we're starting to see the beginning of the changing of the guard, mm-hmm. sort of between Hunter and Vince. Mm-hmm. This is what we're starting to see, is Hunter is, and I'm not saying Hunter is doing this directly, but as Hunter is gaining more influence and Vince is starting to take a step back, which I feel like he's done, we're going to see some changes. We're going to see some of the people that Vince has relied on get let go. We're going to see people swapped out to reinvigorate the product, to see what else they can do with it and bring that perspective to it. And to me, it feels like, and it has felt like for a really long time, that the people that are sort of running things or looking at the product are sort of out of touch with what's really going on. Like, there is that level of unawareness of the world that's going on around WWE. Like, you can almost tell, and they're trying to do stories and they're trying to use characters that are very much on trend or on point for what's going on right now in the world. And you hear stories of people not understanding the characters. And when I say people not understanding the characters, I mean like people running the shows where they look at the character and like, well, I don't get it, because it's not written to them. It's not for them. It's for a different generation. So we're seeing a generational gap begin to form in that company, which is not good, and that's not what you want. So hopefully with them changing people out, they sort of close that gap and get back in touch with who they need to get in touch with, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I'm sorry to hear that Ryan got fired. Hopefully, like I said, he does very well wherever he goes, but we'll just have to see. Speaking of changes... NXT has had a shift in the fact that Beth Phoenix will now be on the announced team, so that's awesome.
Yeah, replacing Percy Watson on the announced team.
Is he going somewhere else, or is he leaving?
I think he's on 205 Live. I think it's him, Aiden, and Vic Joseph on 205 Live.
Okay.
So I think that's the deal.
All right, well, good for him. Carmella has launched her own line of wine called Capo Cagna, which basically loosely translates to boss bitch in Italian. So she's got boss bitch wine.
There you go. She's been out promoting it lately, so there you go.
And going back to NXT for a second, the 25th takeover has been announced. We've got a place. We don't have a name other than NXT TakeOver 25. It will emanate from Bridgeport, Connecticut on June 1st.
That's the name, NXT TakeOver 25. There's a logo and everything now. So that's the name of it. From Bridgeport, Connecticut, because they're not going to call it NXT TakeOver Bridgeport. It's NXT TakeOver 25.
Yeah, that doesn't have a ring to it, you know?
NXT Toronto, NXT Philadelphia, NXT New York.
York.
NXT Bridgeport.
You know what? NXT Atlanta would have a really nice ring to it. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. So, Blaine Brent's?
Yeah, and then we'll do the other story afterwards. Yeah, Brent time.
Back's cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So, right on the heels of a really good match with Luke Harper, Dominik Dijakovic, I can never say his name correctly, I'm sorry, underwent knee surgery for a torn meniscus.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Ouch.
Comes at a bad time, too. He was about to get a push, and he got injured a couple weeks ago and had surgery the other day.
So hopefully he feels better and he's back on TV soon.
Probably be a couple months.
Yeah, it's probably going to be about 6 months, but...
No, about the meniscus, if it's like Big E, about 2-3 months.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. So, alrighty, last but certainly not least, the other big news, and this is official. The XFL has announced its TV deals. It's going to be on ESPN and Fox Sports, and they're paving the way with this one because this is a very unusual TV deal.
Yeah, it's a unique TV deal where that they're not getting paid rights fees. But the networks will be covering the cost of every single game, which is $400,000 per game. So it's like they're going to... And the networks will get the ad revenue for sponsors. The XFL gets the in-stadium sponsorships and all that. There will be games on ESPN and ABC, Fox, and Fox Sports 1. They have a whole schedule. Fox and ESPN will get a semifinal game, and the championship game will be on ESPN. The games will be on Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and they'll be on Fox in April, a couple Thursday night primetime games. That's pretty good. Like, you're giving primetime airways to the XFL.
That's pretty awesome. And unlike the other football league that folded, they're doing this on the guarantee that everything is funded, everything is bankrolled. They are going to get a full season out of this, at least one. All the players are good to be paid. And that's the assurance. It's basically, it has been guaranteed that this is not going to fold in 6 weeks, that they're not going to have pay issues, that they're not going to do all the things that the now defunct football league did.
The AAFL.
That one, yeah. That Vince McMahon and the XFL crew have made assurances that this is going to be okay. And if this goes well for everybody, then I believe after that, the deal slightly shifts and he does get certain rights fees. But at the very least, the production, which is one of the major costs, is covered.
Right. So the XFL only needs to worry about paying its players, getting everything together to keep the league going. And if they have established TV where it's not going to cost them anything and they're not going to make money, but they're not losing money. So that's a good position. While the other company was sinking every single week, didn't have the financing every single week, the XFL is coming into this season financed.
Mm-hmm.
They're budgeted out. Everything's planned out, which is why the ESPN and Fox are taking a chance on them. This could fail and the ratings could suck, but this gives them programming. This allows the XFL to have a base in front of the football fans. They're not going to be searching for it. Like, I know the AFL was on the NFL Network, but you didn't know. You never knew it was there. You never knew it was on CBS Sports Network. You never knew. With the market machine for ESPN and Fox, you will know.
And you've also got WWE's marketing machine, even though I know the two don't cross. Vince McMahon can absolutely get his marketing team behind the XFL, and I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he doesn't have a very strong team in place for the product to help get the name out there as well. Because if there's one thing WWE knows how to do, it's market and advertise. Mm-hmm. Even though they don't necessarily have to for their product anymore, when they need to throw some weight behind something, they do.
Right, and the other league was not covered on like an ESPN because ESPN didn't have the entity.
Yeah.
No, for Ash. The RSN networks of Fox Sports were part of the buyout, so those were sold off. The regional networks, they were sold off, but Fox Sports I don't think it's tied with Disney.
I'd have to look that up.
I'm not sure. I know the RSNs were sold, the regional networks. All right. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. This could be really good. We'll see how it plays out.
We'll see how it plays out because this kind of opens a door in a way for a lot of other people trying to get the products out there. And it creates a new sort of TV deal that people haven't seen before. So we'll have to see if this works or not. But I think that does it for the news. What do you think?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so we're going to take our first break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about SmackDown. And a little bit later, we will have NXT Tweet of the Week, and yes, we are talking about Fortnite Season 9 as it's here, it's dropped. We're going to go over everything with you and give you a little sneak peek into what's going on for Season 9. But till then, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Around a time or two, just to waste my time with you.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
What is the greatest television theme song of all time? CB Radio has decided. It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard every Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Addams Family, their house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream. The Addams Family.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join WrestleTalk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling, cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out and see if you have a Twitch Prime sub available. If you do, you feel free to use it here. It's that little purple button up top. And if not, if you prefer to use it on somebody else, well, that's fine too. No pressure. So, well, we promised it and we're here. That music means one thing. SmackDown Throwdown.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Throwdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, the wildcard rule was in effect, and the house that was built by AJ Styles was once again occupied by AJ Styles. he started the show off. You don't know why he was there, but he just wanted to be the first one that crashed it. Yeah, the Rock's on. Hi, we're here, we're live. Then out came Sami Zayn, who said he would rather be somewhere else, but hey, he knew that AJ would be here, so he figured, haha, I'll be here too. And then AJ said Sami smelled because of the dumpster and all that fun stuff, and he's like, I took a shower, but it's the garbage smells. Kofi and Woods came out. Kofi mocked AJ for, you know, claiming this was his house, but he doesn't live here anymore. And Styles knew that Kofi was on Raw, and it's like, all right, we're back and forth, and there you go. And look, basically, this all set up them wanting a championship match, one of them, and it was later decided that it would be Kofi defending against AJ and Sami for the WWE title in your main event. Solid open.
Very solid open. Very entertaining open. I like this. Again, really liking the wild card rule. I like the unpredictability that it's bringing back to the shows. That's nice, because, again, you just don't know who's going to show up. So there's one of three burned. Who's next?
Kevin Owens said it's his birthday on that day, and he took the day off, so there you go.
Respect. I mean, quality respect right there.
Ali took on Andrade. Both men lost their names in different places. This match ended with Randy Orton coming out of nowhere, hitting an RKO. Where he jumped in, attacked Ali. He gave someone an RKO. He ended up giving two vicious RKO afterwards, but yeah, he caused this disqualification match ended in a double DQ. Or no contest. Randy Orton's so tall because he's in the Money in the Bank ladder match, and so are they.
Hey.
Build. That's what they call it. Build to a match. We were then shown a video, an inspirational video, about the inspirational Roman Reigns.
Because he's not on the show.
Because he was not on the show, so we had to remind everyone how inspirational Roman Reigns is. Shane McMahon, it was promoted that he'd come out and he would crown new tag team champions. Because last week, the tag team titles were vacated by the Hardy Boys because of Jeff Hardy's injury. So Shane announced that he has found a team to be the next tag team champions, Daniel Bryan and Rowan. So they were about to be crowned tag team champions until the Usos came out. They mocked the wild card rule, called it the Usy rule or something. So they were mad that they were going to just get the titles, and basically said we should have a match for the titles instead.
They were minorly offended that Shane was just going to, you know, hand them over to Rowan and Daniel, even though it's like, who's going to argue with Rowan? Like, seriously, you're going to look at that man and tell him, no, you can't have those titles. I'm sorry. Although I would have, like, really seriously laughed hysterically if, like, Luke Harper came out screaming at Eric Rowan and just, like, kicked him in the face and cost them the titles, because, you know, Eric Rowan just unceremoniously dumped Luke for Brian, and, you know, that would have been amazing. Mm-hmm. But it didn't happen. I was very sad.
Very, very sad. But we had a match. It was Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan, taking on Usos for the tag team titles. Really good match. A lot of close near falls, but in the end, the Iron Claw, that is Rowan, crowned them new tag team champions.
Eric got the win! I'm so excited!
Points!
Normally he takes the loss, but he got the win, so yay!
He got the win.
And there's a funny little, like, backstage after segment that they put on .com.
Yeah.
Of them getting their pictures taken and Brian just giving the photographers absolute shit the whole time. And then he's like, Rowan's standing there getting his pictures taken, and Brian's like praising him. He's like, yeah, you're glorious. Look at you. That's what a tag team champion looks like. The planet's champion right there. It's just, it's like, it's so funny. And Eric's just like standing there whole time, same face, belt on one shoulder, belt on the other shoulder. They're like, hey, can you put the belt on your other shoulder? And he holds it up and they're like, okay, we can do that too. And then Brian just like keeps like talking smack to the photographer. It was great.
It was great. All right, we come back from break. Shane's in the ring and a Money in the Bank announcement, which really didn't have anything because he got jumped by The Miz. Miz and Shane battled up the ramp until the B team came out and jumped The Miz, but he fought him off. And then Shane nailed Miz with a chair from behind. So payback from what happened on Monday Night Raw.
B team are back.
Backstage, the new tag team champions, Brian and Rowan, run into heavy machinery.
Otis wants him some of that.
Mm-hmm. Mandy and Sonya defeated Ember Moon and Carmella. You were surprised by that outcome.
I was. I really, really was. I wasn't expecting Mandy to get the pin in that, especially against Ember Moon, but she did. So, okay. All right.
Paige came out afterwards with Asuka and Kairi Sane and said that next week it'll be Asuka and Kairi Sane against Mandy and Sonya. Matt Hardy was talking with Kayla. He was approached by R-Truth, who then were beaten down by Lars Sullivan.
Okay. I'm just, okay.
We had more Aleister Black being Aleister Black promo.
I'm okay with this. It gets him on TV, so, you know, he gets to be all spooky and ooky.
And then in your main event, Kofi Kingston retained against AJ and Sammy. Kevin Owens got involved as well after the match. Yeah, that was a really good main event. I enjoyed it. Having the title on the line is a good thing. It's a really good thing for TV. Makes it seem important. And when it's good wrestling, even better.
Yep.
So,
and I mean, this was a really, really, really solid match. Really enjoyable. I can't complain about this.
Good match. Good show. NXT?
NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So we saw Bianca Belair take on Mia Yim in the opening contest. Solid matchup. Good stuff between both women. Bianca got the win.
Bianca gets the win with a little help from her hair as she uses it as leverage in the ropes. There was some really good insults being thrown back and forth between the two women that the cameras picked up, and I like how Mara at one point was like, should we just like let them commentate this? Because I feel like they're doing a better job than we are. Like, I kind of want to see more between these two because I like this pairing a lot. Like, Mia Yim is a really nice balance to Bianca.
We had stuff at the PC. The Horsewomen were training, and then Io Shirai decided to run in and attack Shayna, and a pull apart brawl happened. And yeah, good stuff.
It was really good. I love when they do stuff like that, when they take it back to, like, the PC, and they're like, hey, you know, they're just training, and everybody's fine, and then, oh, hey, by the way, there's Io Shirai, and she's had enough of Shayna's shit, and so she just goes for Shayna. Like, I love that they do stuff like that.
And it followed up what they did last week, because last week it was a confrontation at the PC. There was a confrontation at the PC, led to a match, and this will probably lead to a match, too, so... It's building. It's good stuff.
Everybody wants Shayna Baszler.
Raul Mendoza defeated Riddick Moss.
He was so surprised.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has a new gimmick, the Riddick regime.
Okay, I don't like the Riddick regime.
No, it's terrible.
And here's why I don't like it.
It's terrible.
Well, that. But, like, when the announcers were talking about it, they're like, yeah, he came back against doctor's advice because he believes he can do whatever he wants. He's going to be fine and it works for him. Okay, so you shouldn't say that he thinks he knows better than doctors and he came back against their advice. And it worked for him because now suddenly people are going to hear that. And as stupid as it sounds, but somebody will hear that and go, well, it worked for Riddick Moss, so it's going to work for me. And then somebody's going to screw themselves up because of this. So I feel like that was not really the best way to frame that. You know, just basically, you know, Riddick followed his regime, and thanks to his regime, he was able to come back early from his injury. Like, that's actually the way to say this. Like, this whole... Because he's kind of like... I want to compare it to DDP Yoga, but that's a really poor comparison. But it's very similar.
Simon system.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, where he has his whole spiel that he follows and his mantra. He has a little water bottle with his name on it, and he comes out with it. Him admonishing the ref was not okay. I was waiting for her to just, like, backhand the shit out of him, because that's what you do. But, I mean, he looked really good. Like, he looked really good. The match itself was fine, but the whole presentation of it was just a little... It's like, this is kind of... But we'll see where it goes. I mean, it could get better. This was obviously just the initial foray into it, and this was very much a cold intro into it. We didn't get, like, video packages with the Moss system or the Riddick regime or whatever you want to call it. Moss mantra. I don't know, whatever it is. But yeah, this was a cold intro, and it doesn't matter because he lost to Raul Mendoza anyway, who I like the makeover they gave him. It's a nice makeover. Whoever did that did a very good job.
And then Matt Riddle took on Adam Cole. Roderick Strong came out to help Cole. He got knocked down. Cole would end up on the losing end. And then we had some tension between the Undisputed Era continuing.
So the match itself was really, really, good.
Yeah.
Take, like, the Undisputed Era stuff at the end out of this, and this was still really phenomenally good. The fact that we got this for free is amazing. So I would highly recommend anybody go watch this match. It was absolutely wonderful to watch. But putting the Undisputed Era stuff in there, I really like this. And there was almost like it felt like, okay, who's going to jump who in this? Like, it's kind of feeling like that, because you've got, you know that Fish and O'Reilly are going to stay together no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just, that's going to be a thing.
But
the question is who do they go with?
O'Reilly was with Cole, and Fish was with Strong, so,
And there for a minute, especially at the end, when Roddy's leaving, it almost, it's like Fish and O'Reilly walk over to Cole, and it's like, wait, are they going to beat him up? Are they going to jump him?
Are they going to jump him? What?
Like, there's just, they're doing a really wonderful job of teasing the tension in this, and you really don't know how this group is going to split. You don't know who's going to go with who. But I liked at the end also that they didn't just cut away with them leaving. You have Adam Cole talking to Kyle O'Reilly, and he's like, you know, I beat five guys by myself, and it's like every time Roddy shows up, there's problems, or I lose, but, you know, when he's not there, I'm fine, you know, or there's a misunderstanding whenever he shows up, or there's, you know, essentially there's a problem whenever Roderick Strong's here. Now, remind you, a year, 2 years now, maybe? Has it been 2 years? 2 years ago, Adam Cole could not live without Roderick Strong in Undisputed Era. They had to have him. They had a whole series of matches about it. And then Roderick Strong very unceremoniously joined Undisputed Era when Bobby Fish got hurt to be with Kyle O'Reilly. And now maybe Adam Cole can live without him. But yeah, this was all really good, and a really nice way to continue to tease the split of Undisputed Era.
That's NXT.
That's NXT, so I say we take our second and final break of the evening. And yes, when we come back, we're going to do a little Tweet of the Week, because we have to do it. But then we are going to get into Fortnite Season 9. We're going to show you all the new stuff. We're going to go into the Battle Pass. We're going to talk all about it. And then yes, we will have Fortnite with friends afterwards, so you can see it in more detail. But till then, you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm gonna say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com. But to reference, over at MBG Films, check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to have a Twitch Prime sub available, you can check up top. It's the little purple button. Please feel free to use it here and support our wonderful channel. Or if you feel you need to use it elsewhere, well, go ahead. No judgment, but we'd really like it if you used it here.
Use it here. You just use it here.
And use creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop, because yes, we are going to be talking about Fortnite Season 9. It's day one. It's here. And it's awesome. Before we get there, we got to do a little Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. WWE tweeted out, WWE officials have learned of Roman Reigns' desire to appear on Monday Night Raw, but as of now, and due to his obligations as a SmackDown Live superstar, he will not be appearing on Monday Night Raw. Austin Creed, a.k.a. Xavier Woods, Roman Breeze, WWE, long-winded PR response, me, runs full television campaign asking to get gorgeous to SmackDown, WWE, silence.
Of course.
Luke Harper, it's Friday. You know what that means. Big E responds, an empty house, no responsibilities, and lots of, quote-unquote, self-care. And he posts a gif of a guy wiping his hands. Xavier Woods responds, you're really on one today, aren't you? Big E replies, I got time and a 10-foot charger cable. I mean, it's not a lie.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods, every day should be say something nice to someone or about something on the internet and in real life day rather than the other way around. Dalton Castle replies, you have good posture. Austin Creed, Xavier Woods replies, you have a wonderful face. Big E tweets out, every day I fight the urge to tweet something wild, throw my phone into my backyard, run away. Xavier Woods goes, but then it somehow magically gets tweeted anyway. Because it does. Big E on Twitter, as he's hurt right now, is all the things. And then some. Like, he just does not care. It's like, just fire in the hole. That's all I got.
So you got, okay. Graves. I think I'm about to enter another blonde phase. Lance Storm. Since this is wrestling, I'm not sure if you mean your own hair or not. And as we found out, it's Carmella. She's blonde again. Someone tweets, Big E, when are you returning? When Xavier Woods lets me put my whole mouth on his trombone. Someone goes, when are you returning? When we get healthier catering option. That's a thing. Courage JD. Guys, Matthew Nachat hasn't seen the last Michael Bay Transformer movie. It's rated at 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. We're about to watch. I'm so excited. In my opinion, it's also better than any Star Wars film. Dr. Lupo, that last sentence proved that this is just a bot account. Courage, Optimus Prime is better than Luke is greater than Luke Skywalker. Lupo, I'm ordering room service, having them bring me a perfectly cooked chicken parmesan so I can throw it away when it gets here to spite you. Courage, too far. Absolutely too far. Selena Vega tweet, I can't wait for the day social media isn't a thing anymore. Big E, on the other hand, I eagerly await the day social media is our only currency. When retweets and likes are our dollars and cents, I, for one, welcome our new troll overlords. Big E, Corbs got to spice this look up a bit. Maybe a colorful tie or a cummerbund. Maybe a little hat. Someone goes, how about he dressed like a wrestler? Big E replied, imagine. So Becky Lynch is reunited with her mother, okay? And there's been there's been stuff going on, and Lacey made a comment, and Becky replied, she already met you, wasn't impressed. Hashtag the mom. But this is where it takes a left turn. Big E, I would take my jacket off and toss it onto a puddle so Mama Lynch could walk across it. Scratch that, I would lay my whole body in the puddle so Mama Lynch could walk across me. Becky, E, she's married. She said to message her burner phone later. Big E, I'm so sorry. Let her know I have some time off and I can be in Dublin by tomorrow. Becky, saw a gif of you doing the splits and has paid. She saw a gif of you doing the splits and has paid your airfare. Wale, stop lying. You would throw me in a puddle so you couldn't help her cross it, and you know it. Big E, oh, you'd dry off soon enough. Someone goes, hold up. Beck's mom is Thigh Master Queen Summers, Suzanne Summers. Big E, in her prime. Emilio goes, I share a milkshake with her. Big E heads to Urban Dictionary to look up the filthy slang meaning of milkshake. Oh, Big E on Twitter, because he has nothing better to do with his time, is the greatest thing we've had in a long, long time.
It's amazing.
Just wanting to point that out. Anyway, that's Tweet of the Week.
That's Tweet of the Week. All right, which means one thing. It's here. We've waited long enough. I've wanted to talk about it all night. Brock has wanted to talk about it all night.
Mm-hmm.
It is official. Season 9 is here. Season 8 went not so quietly into that good night, thanks to Mama Volcano. We saw the end of Tilted in Retail towards the end of Season 8. And while there was a secondary eruption that we didn't get to see kicking off Season 9. And well, we're going to kind of see the results of what happened with that eruption, if Rock would be so kind on the technology screens, you can see the trailer.
It is currently playing right now. So we can talk over it. You can see what's going on. You see Peely and Jonesy in the arcade. They're all excited. They're ready to go. They're having the disco balls going. They've got some jams. They're bouncing up and down. They're doing some weights. Everything's going accordingly. They're playing the Dur Victory, or they got the Vic Dury. And then they look in the fridge, and they realize there's nothing left to eat. And then Jonesy has an idea. He looks over at the banana man and goes, Now we time travel into the future. The arcade door is opened up. You see Jonesy walking around with a pitcher with the banana man inside as our robot overlord approaches. Jonesy walks out into the bright light because he's been there for a long time because he has a really long beard and his backpack is the skin of the banana. And you see the new world upon us. The future is yours. Season 9, Fortnite. It's here.
So the map has been completely pimped out, all futuristic-like. But we need to talk about where they're at, because that is Tilted. That is the brand new Tilted Towers, now called Neo Tilted. And it's pretty darn fancy. I will say this, that the balance has been restored thanks to them putting Tilted back. Retail is also back. But it's in a different form. It's now a mega mall.
Which is cool.
Which is really cool. So instead of having the brick and mortar storefronts, you now have a mall that's all sleek and shiny and modern and very, very nice. They did a lot this season in terms of updating the way that everything looks and feels. We've got brand new furniture. We've got brand new textures for the walls and the ceilings. I mean, they went all out in terms of updating the overall look of the game. There weren't a lot of huge changes in terms of locations. The biggest changes is obviously where Retail and Tilted. But in terms of just the way it all looks, the way that it all feels, they did a lot of work on the small stuff. I mean, Tilted has all these really, really cool, like, moving light boards that are advertising.
That's a new home of the Dirt Burger, by the way. Retail kept the Pizza Pit. Long live the Tomato Man.
He's now a hologram, by the way, so they can't destroy him. Yes, Tilted got the Dirt Burger. Retail got the Pizza Pit. They're on opposite ends of the map, so everybody should be happy with that. There's a new way to get around the map in terms of mobility. Last season, we had the geyser vents. This season, there's an entire air tube system. What I mean by air tube is it's like literally a tunnel of air that you can hop up into, and it carries you around the map. Now, you're not completely invulnerable in this. Like, obviously, people have to be really good to hit you in this thing, but you can still get hit by bullets and whatnot in the system. So
it's officially called the slipstream.
It's called the slipstream. I call it the tube.
Right. I just want to give the official name, slipstream.
And it goes all over the map, all around the map, and it's awesome. But that's not all that we have, is there?
No. What else do we need to talk about? The volcano's no more. It's now the pressure plant.
Yes.
So that has been destroyed.
But there's still lava in the volcano and in Divot. Mm-hmm. So there's a chance we could see the return of the lava at some point.
We could. So you want to talk about the battle pass itself now? Is that where you're headed?
Well, there's also flying air bases.
Oh yeah, the flying sky bases, yeah.
Those are pretty cool.
Those are cool.
Those are very, very fun.
Yeah.
So yes, all right, let's show the people the battle pass, because the battle pass is fun.
It is fun. And before we do that, hold on 1 second. We're going to go to this. We're going to show you this. You use that supporter creator code right there, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop. Boom. You see it? Boom. Right there. See? Proof. Anyway, now to the battle pass, as you see on your fancy technology screen right here on Twitch. So, we got a couple skins to start out. We have Rox and her 11 different transformations, as you see scrolling on your screen.
I'm just going to say a futuristic Punky Brewster, and I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the Sentinel, which is a robot chicken. Which is cool.
I like the sense. At first, I thought it was like one of, I guess it was the Gungam robots that Omega's into so much. I was like, oh, hey, he'll really like that because it kind of looks like what he's into. And then I realized, oh, wait, it's a chicken. Maybe not.
You can't go wrong with the chicken. I mean, robot chicken's cool. It's a thing. We're scrolling through rocks right now just so everyone can see that. I forgot there's 11 steps. So
she has a lot of looks.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be all futuristic if you ain't cute, so she's got to be all cute.
So we got a Sentinel Rab, we got some Neotubes, we have the first ever dueling pickaxes for both hands.
Which are so cool.
Yeah, the Ripe Rippers, which are cool. There's a bunch of others in the different outfits that you have to unlock. You get some new music, you got Orange Justice, you got a Yay emote.
I love the Yay emote so much. I really do. I love it.
You get the Turbo Spin Glider. You got a bunch of little icons. The Ripe wrap for your weapons, which is cool.
Peely plays a big part in this season. Like, he really does. He's got his own little storefront in Tilted. He's Jonesy's cape. He's got his own little wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Jonesy, there he is.
Bunker Jonesy. Yep. So you have that. You have a Vibrant Trail. You got Kaio, I guess that's a cat.
Yeah, robot cat.
The robot cat, he has many different looks. Got the chicken dance as a strut. The cluck strut is the music we came back into the segment with. That's pretty cool. You got the bunker basher, which is the pickaxe that was put together in the bunker as they were waiting. You have some loading screens. The gliders are okay. There's a frisbee, or a flying disc, because they can't use the phrase frisbee. But
did I ever tell you about that time that I invented the frisbee?
I would throw it to her, and she would throw it back to me, and then she would throw it back to me, and I would throw it back to her, and then we threw it to Edna, and then Edna died, and then blah, 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 and you go from there. It's a thing. So that's pretty cool. That's the new toy for the season. They have a sad trombone emote, which is just trolly as hell. There's another Kaio purple version. You have Vega. She has three colors.
Vega is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really, really like Vega.
Vega's cool. I like the second version best, color-wise, red and blue.
I like the teal and the brown the best.
You got bananas as a contrail, which is cool. You got different music. You got the Vox, the microphone pickaxe. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. You got the na-na-na-na spray. You got some, like, the pink splatter as a wrap is pretty cool.
That's, I like it. That's, I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. The spinner sign, the Victory Royale spinner sign.
That's awesome. I can't wait to get that. Oh, my God.
You have another the fancy flying disc. You got Stratus. Apparently, he's reactive, so the thing on his wrist is, does something. I don't know what, but it does something, which is cool. You have your first animated emoticon, because it winks at you, the fish, which is cool. You got the lightning strike contrails, really cool.
Yeah, that's neat as hell.
The retaliator, the glider is cool. That's a cool glider. Let's see. Oh, Demi. Demi's cool. The Scarlet Dragon set with the arm. That's pretty cool.
And she's got accessory too. Like, every skin has a challenge with it this season, which is neat.
Laid back shuffle. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the Sentinel in the dark version. I really like that.
Yeah, that's neat.
And then you have Vendetta, your tier 11 skin, or tier 100 skin, which is really cool. It evolves, it changes different colors. I really like it. I think it's really cool.
You can, like I said, you can tell that there was a lot of work that went into this season in terms of the little details for animating the icons, for example, for the textures, for the way that they kind of did everything. Like, you can tell that they've really stepped up their game in terms of how this is all supposed to look and how this is all supposed to feel. It's like Rox's face. Mm-hmm. They modeled a new face for her. She doesn't have the same one, the same recycled face that they use over and over on different skins.
Yeah, the wings are cool on the back of the Chicken Man.
Yeah, the wings are really cool. Like, the metallics are so nice.
His emote's cool as well. There's the Peely skin, back bling. So everything has assets to it, which is cool. It's just like, okay, you want, like, because they would, at one point, they would, like, you have this game, but then they would sell something in the store. It's like, this, you're getting everything out of it, which is cool.
Yeah, they've really made the battle pass worth it this go round. So if you're interested in or you're thinking about it, I'd strongly recommend getting it this season, just because you get a lot more with it than I feel like you have in the past. Because, like I said, a lot of the skins, or all the skins, every single one has challenges to it, or has its own challenges, and you get the remaining parts of the set with that skin. So you don't have to go in, like Rock said, and buy it separately. You earn it, which is really nice. So you get little extras.
What's new this year is called something called Fort Bite. They're things you find around the map and you earn throughout the season. They're all corrupted, and they all give they unlock something at some point, I guess, whatever the secret skin is going to be or whatever. And it's really cool. So I like this season. I think this season is going to be really fun. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with the season. I won't let you emote in the lobby. So that sucks. So that's a bug. But yeah, like, we went around the map before the show. We were just looking at everything. It's really cool. They vaulted a bunch of things, including the pump shotgun. They got rid of balloons, finally. They got rid of the suppressed assault rifle. A little sad about that. But they added a combat shotgun, which is more of a quick-fire shotgun. A little bit better than attack, but not as good as the pump. What else did they... They vaulted the treasure chest, and all the pirate-themed stuff has basically gone off the map. They made a lot of changes.
The ship and the pirate cove are still there, but yeah, like, all the little pirate camps that were around are gone, more or less. Yeah, they did a lot to clean up from last season, so it's not just sitting there rotting. Like, it was, like, it generally does. Like, they'll put stuff in the theme, and then it'll just sit there, and it'll gradually decay out, kind of like Hero and Villain are doing. And then they just eventually get rid of it. That wasn't the case with this at all.
No. So I'm really excited for what they're going
to
do.
I can't wait to see what this season holds. We've already kind of been through some of the challenges, and they're really, really fun, but I have a couple I have to finish.
She does.
You don't. You're done. I know you're done.
I'm done.
I think Omega's done.
Omega's probably done.
But, you know, I think Brent may need some help, too.
Brent's going to need some help. That's why you have friends in Fortnite.
So everybody sit tight, because we're going to get the squad together, and we're going to play Fortnite with friends here in a few minutes. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. The season's going to be very exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun, hopefully. And yeah, they did a lot of changes to the map, and looking forward to it. But that's to do it for the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's another edition of CB Radio. What is the greatest Pokemon of all time? We will just debate that. In quotations, Saturday night, midnight-ish, greater than great debate. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern to preview Money in the Bank. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Ms. and Mrs. Episode 12 is available now. Episode 13 should be available on Tuesday. We have another Rack Extra in the works as well, so stay tuned for that. The Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Twitch.tv/W2Live. Follow and subscribe. If you have the Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. That's called Twitch Prime, and boom, bam, that supports the channel for free. Another way to support the channel is by using creator code RocketTalk in the Fortnite item shop. Boom. At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsward, LNSWRD, and don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back in just a few minutes once we round up the squad and feed Brent because he's got to eat. And we will be here with Fortnite with friends. But till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.